This is applicable for you as well. This is a heavy topic, a heavy subject matter. But take it seriously and take heed. Because yes, right now we're comfortable. There's things happening to someone else. We're comfortable. Even the little bit of persecution that I faced personally from the news story or whatever, that didn't blow up, that didn't get big. There wasn't some big mob outside. There wasn't anything that resulted as, you know, from that. But it's coming. It's coming. Because the world that we live in isn't getting any lighter. It's getting darker. And as we continue to grow stronger and do more, be ready for the persecutions. They're coming. Be prepared. Don't forget these verses. Don't forget what the Bible's teaching here when the hard times come. Because verse 13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." This is going on. We're witnessing it. They're going to get worse and worse until they end up like Sodom ended up. Which is also why when we see in, you know, Matthew 24, is just like in the days of Sodom, that reference is in there, right? Before Jesus Christ comes back, just like in the days of Noah. And again, in the days of Noah, what happened? People were extremely wicked that God had to bring his judgment down. In both instances, God just, the only solution then was just to wipe people out. Because the people had overall just become reprobate. She said, you know what? There's no fixing this. They just have to be destroyed. Just like the land of Canaan. God's command was just destroy them. In that instance, instead of using supernatural means, he used people to do it. And guess what? When Jesus comes back, he's going to take his people out, just like he took Lot out, just like he took Noah out. And then the wrath's going to come down. And God is very long-suffering. So when that happens, guess what the world's going to be like? We are rapidly headed towards that time. The evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. Be ready for it. Now, I don't say this to discourage you. I say it to prepare you. In fact, it shouldn't discourage you. If anything, hopefully, it's going to motivate you to want to do more, to try to stay off the evil men and seducers that wax worse and worse, to try to shine the light so that the darkness doesn't encroach any further, that we can stay off and we could stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And say, no, you're not going to keep getting worse and worse. And we could stand there and make that defense and try to make that defense for our children and for the world to come. We know ultimately it will happen, but we can do what we can do here. And regardless of how bad things get out there, that doesn't change what our objective is. It doesn't change what our mission is. It doesn't change what our job is from the Lord.